It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Fort Recovery Softball here at the Battlegrounds at the Lefevre Family Baseball and Softball Complex in Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's a beautiful Monday night here as our girls softball team are taking on the St. Mary's Rough Riders tonight. The Indians come into the game 2-1, 0-1 in the MAC after a tough loss to Parkway last Thursday. Starting in the field for the Rough Riders at first base is number 7, Kaylin Mabry. At second base is number 20, Lexi Shadrack. At shortstop is number 3, Cadence Hirschfeld. At third base is number 6, Kelly Holsinger. Starting pitching for the Rough Riders is number 35, Addison Van De Keer. Catching is number 9, Renee Swigard. In left field is number 13, Ashlyn Ross. Starting in center field is number 1, Kenzie Henning. Starting in right field is number 2, Bailey Weigel. Ashlyn Ross is starting out hitting, facing the Indians pitcher, Jenna Holman, who finished off the game against Parkway last week. First pitch came in, strike 1, already putting Holman up in the count. Second pitch is strike on Ross, making it an 0-2 count. Hopefully our Indians can pull it together today, pull off a win here, and get their first win at home here, and advance them to 3-1 on the year. Next pitch is in. Swing. Ground ball to third baseman. Madison Gugubeller fields it at third. Throws it to Sophie Pearson at first. The Indians get their first out, bringing up Kelly Holsinger as the second batter.
Number 6, Kelly Holsinger.
Holman winds up and said, sat on the pitcher's mound there. First pitch is in. Ball outside. Once again, Kelly Holsinger up to bat. Jenna Holman pitching to Kylie Post behind the plate. Next pitch is in. And a swing, foul ball down the third baseline, making it a 1-1 count with one out on Holsinger. Next pitch is in. Strike on that one, making it a 1-2. She hit her thought about it, but did not swing. Starting in the field for our Indians, as I said, Jenna Holman's pitching, number 22. Pitching to her catcher, Kylie Post. She's number 28. Next pitch is a swing, another foul ball down the third baseline, keeping count at 1-2. At first base, we have senior Sophie Pearson, number 2. At shortstop, we have number 1, Callie Wendell. Second base is number 12, Ava Greasy. At third base, we have another senior, Maddie Greenbiller, number 44. Left field, we have another senior as well, Ava Shane. Center field is Emma Will. And right field is Audra Bupp. Kelly Holsinger fouls off another one down third baseline, keeping count at 1-2. Still one out, no one on base. Batter steps back in the box. Pitcher winds up. Gets a pitch. Ball low. Making now count now 2-2. Here comes the next pitch. No swing, but a strike. Sending Holsinger back to the dugout, making two outs.
Now batting, number 20, Lexi Shadrack.
Lexi Shadrack's up to bat. Right-handed batter. For her first attempt here, Indians have two outs. Holman pitching. First one's a strike. No swing on that one. Also in action tonight are our varsity boys baseball team at Tri-Village, as well as our junior varsity baseball team who are playing for Sales here at home. Next pitch comes in a little outside, making it a 1-1 count. The boys varsity team, theirs is being broadcasted on Fort Recovery's mainstream, so if you want to, feel free to work over, onto that stream and listen to that game as well. Next pitch in, a little off speed, but falls low. Ball two. Next pitch is high, making it a 3-1 count. Two outs. Hopefully the Indians pull one together here, not lose the batter, and go out with three batters up, three down. Next pitch is in. Ball low. Shadrach's taking her base on four on balls.
Now about it. Number 35.
Brings up Addison Vandekeer, the pitcher for the Rough Riders. Faze Holman, one batter on, two outs. Pitches in. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Pitcher ready to go again. Strike number two. Right on the outside of the box, but gets it in there for a strike. Making no two count on that. Vandekeer. Runner on first. No advance on the bases yet. Here comes the pitch. And a swing and a hard ground ball to center field. Vandekeer makes it to first. Shadrach advances to second base on that hit.
Now batting, number two, Bailey Weigel.
Next up to the plate for the Rough Riders is Bailey Weigel. That is the number two, the right fielder for the Rough Riders. Here's runner on first, runner on second, facing two outs. She steps into the box, ready to face her first pitch. Aiden Young steps onto the base path for a Vandekeer. Has a pinch runner. Once again, the Riders have person on first and second. Bailey Weigel's up to bat. Two outs on the inning. Pitches in, swing and a miss. Strike one. Weigel steps back in the box. Ready to face her second pitch. Here it comes. And a foul ball. Foul tip right over the catcher's glove. Makes two strikes. Important to the batter protects the plate, but hopefully Holman can put it in there and retire this inning for the Indians. Hard hit down the right field line. Lands foul. Keeps the runners from advancing. Brings Weigel back to the plate. At no two count. Batter's back in the box. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Indians go back to the dugout after facing five batters to go hit. At the bottom of the first inning here, we will take a break, and we'll be back.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
And welcome back to the Battlegrounds here, where the Fort Recovery softball team is taking on the Rough Riders. If you're just joining us, after the top of the first inning, the Indians leave without letting up any runs. The up first for the Indians is the center fielder, Emma Will, followed by shortstop, Callie Wendell, and first baseman, Sophie Pearson. That's your first three for the bottom of this inning for the Indians.
Leading off for the Indians, the center fielder.
Pitching
nine,
for the Rough Riders is, as I said, number 35, Addison Vandekeer. Emma Will steps into the box, face the first pitch, swing and miss, making it 0-1 count on her. Pitch one is up, next pitch. No swing by the batter, but it was a strike, making an 0-2 count. It's important to protect the plate now, make sure she doesn't get up any easy out here. Ball high by Vandekeer, making it 1-2 count, no outs in the inning. And Will steps back into the box again, ready to face her fourth pitch. No swing, ball low. 2-2 count on Will. Manicure winds up again. Gets a pitch. Swing and a miss. That will send Emma Will back to the dugout on strike three. Up next is our shortstop, Callie Wendell.
Number one, this shortstop, Callie Wendell.
Ready to face Manicure for her first time this evening. Steps into the box. Here comes the pitch. Swing, hard swing by Wendell, but no hit. Now make a strike one. Here comes the next pitch. This one again. This one's outside. 1-1 count. Next pitch inside, making it 2-1 on the count. One out. Wendell gets ready for the next pitch. Hard swing right over the second baseman's glove. Wendell runs it down the first baseline, gets on the base. Ball grounded by the right fielder, thrown in second base. Next up is Sophie Pearson, the first baseman. We have Wendell on first. Hopefully Sophie can hit the ball here and get them moving around the base. Hopefully get her first score for the Indians tonight. First pitch, Sophie got a piece of it. Lands foul. Just out of the reach of the first baseman's glove. Wendell stands on first. Sophie steps back in the box. Get ready for her next pitch. Here it comes. No swing, ball low. Wendell stealing second. Pitch was throw from the catcher was not on line to the shortstop, allowing Wendell to get on base. Runner on second. 1-1 count for Pearson. Hard hit by Pearson right between the shortstop and third baseman. Left fielder bobbles the ball a little bit, trying to field it, but throws it in. Runners on first and third, bringing up Maddie Guggenbiller, cleanup hitter here.
Now batting the third baseman, number 44, Maddie Guggenbiller.
Runners on first and third, one out for the Indians. Vandekeer delivers her first pitch. Strike, no swing by Maddie. Smart move allowing that first base runner to make it to second. Runners on second and third. Base hit by Maddie here. That score one, maybe two. Ball low on this next one. Wendell's aggressive on that third baseline, but stays at third. Maddie Guggenbiller in the box. 1-1 count, one out. Runners on second and third. Comes the pitch, swing and a miss. 1-2 count on Guggenbiller. Hopefully she can get a piece of one here. Advance those runners and score the first run for the Indians this evening. Here's the pitch, no swing, ball high. 2-2 count on Guggenbiller. Slip back in the box. Swing and a foul ball by Maddie. Hits the backstop. Keeping her alive in the box. Here comes the pitch. Ball high, making it a full count. Ball outside, real close. The umpire thought about it, but Madison got her base on balls. Giving bases loaded for senior Ava Shane coming up in the fifth position.
Number three, Ava Shane.
Ava Shane for her first appearance of the night. Bases loaded, one out. Here's a pitch. Swing and foul tip off the backstop. Bounces back all the way to the pitcher. Making a 0-1 count. Ava Shane steps back into the box. Foul tip by Shane. 0-2 count. Portage of Texas base path now. Shane steps back in the box. Anything close has to go. Kicks her foot back inside ball. Making a 1-2 count, one out. Bases loaded for the Indians. Here comes the next pitch. Shane got a piece of that. Looks like going foul. First baseman's underneath of it. Catches that, sending Ava Shane back to the dugout, making it two outs. Keep bases stay loaded, bringing up Ava Greasy, the second baseman. Two box.
Batting, number 12, Ava Greasy.
Greasy steps into the box. Here's the pitch from Vandekeer. Foul tip by Greasy, making note one count. Next pitch, outside. 1-1 count on Greasy. Again, base are loaded. Single would get at least one runner, maybe two, hopefully, in for the Indians. Another swing, another foul ball for Greasy, making it a 1-2 count. Need to protect that plate now, make sure we don't let up easy strikes here. Hard hit. Diving grab by that shortstop, protecting the run from scoring, making it three outs for the Rough Riders, retiring the inning, and bringing up the top of the second after this from Fort Recovery Insurance.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 419-375-4181.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And welcome back to the Battlegrounds here as our Fort Recovery softball team is taking on the St. Mary's Rough Riders. Currently after one, the Indians are tied with the Rough Riders, 0-0. The Indians weren't able to score last time, although we had three runners on base. A tough flyout or line drive to the shortstop on diving catch for the Rough Riders. Was able to grab Ava Greasy's ball, retiring the Indian for the Rough Riders. Starting out the second inning for the Rough Riders is Kenzie Henning, facing her first at-bat of the night to Holman. She shows bunt, pulls it back, ball low, giving her a 1-0 count to start the inning. Holm once again gets into her windup here. Next pitch is in. Showed bunt. This time didn't pull it back, making it 1-1. Beautiful day here at the ballpark. Nice, about 67 degrees, sunny. Great baseball, great softball weather. Henning shows bunt again. This time gets a little bit of a piece of it, sending it foul. 1-2 count on her. Holman once again gets ready at the mound. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss by Henning sends her to the dugout on a strikeout, making one out on the inning. Next up is Renee Swigert.
Number nine, Renee Swigert.
She's the catcher for the Rough Riders. This will be her first at bat of the night. Here comes the pitch from Holman. Ball high, no swing. Indians playing aggressive inside that first and third inside the bases. Next pitch, ball low for Holman. Sweeter again steps into the box, facing her third pitch from Holman. Pitch is in. Again, no swing, but a strike, making the count 2-1. Here comes the next pitch. Ball outside, making it 3-1. Allowing that batter to be a little pickier with what they want to swing at here. Here comes the pitch. The swing goes straight up. And the Indians catcher, Kylie Post, was able to grab that out of the air, making the second out of the inning and bringing up Kaylin Mabry.
Number seven, Kaylin Mabry.
Holman gets ready to pitch to Mabry here. First one called strike. Making it an 0-1 count. Jenna Holman takes a break before she steps back on the mound, ready to deliver her second pitch. This one high and outside. Ball one on the count, making it 1-1. Once again, if you're just joining us, the boys are also having a night at Tri-Village. That's broadcasted on Fort Recovery's mainstream. If you want to stop over there, listen to the boys. Next pitch from Holman. Low, giving Mabry another ball on her count. Holman delivering her next pitch. Ball outside. 3-1 count. Once again, that hitter could be extra picky with what pitches they want with the strike to play with here. Swing and a miss. Full count on Mabry. Two outs. Making sure not to give up anything. Batter wants to make sure she doesn't give out anything easy. Hopefully Holman's third in here and retire the inning for the Indians. Swing. Down that third baseline stays fair. Davis Shane stumbles with it a little bit in the outfield, allowing maybe to round first base to make it to give her a double. With the runner on second, number three, Cadence Hirschfeld, steps to the plate for her first at bat as a ninth batter. First pitch, hard hit to center field. Emma Will chases underneath of it, gets the out, retires the inning for the Indians, sending them back to their dugout. They were able to leave Mabry on second, even after her double there. 0 runs on the inning. Allows the Indians to go to their dugout and get ready for the next one. We'll take a break, and we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travel. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
And welcome back. If you're just joining us, our Fort Recovery Varsity Girls softball team is playing the St. Mary's Roughriders tonight here at the Battlegrounds of the Lefevre Family Baseball and Softball Complex. After 1.5 innings, score still 0-0. Indians were able to hold the Roughriders from scoring both of them. Hopefully we can led by Jenna Holman here to start the second, get the runners going, and get a score for our softball team here.
22, Jenna Holman.
Holman steps into the box, ready to face her first pitch. No swing, strike one. Addison Vandekeer is once again pitching for the Rough Riders tonight. Next pitch, ground ball, Holman, grounded by the second baseman and thrown to first for the first out for the Rough Riders.
Now batting, number 28.
Next up for the Indians is Kylie Post, the catcher. This is her first at bat of the night to face Vandekeer. Vandekeer delivers her pitch, ball outside, making a 1-0 count for Post. Next pitch. No swing, strike one, 1-1 count. Post once again steps back into the box, ready to face her next pitch. Hard cut, no hit though. Two strikes. St. Mary's coach pointing their outfield to back up a step. Swing over the shortstop's head into left field. Ball was sacked by the left fielder, but tossed into the shortstop, keeping post at first. Base hit. Brings up number 9 batter, Audra Bupp. One out for the Indians. Runner on first, Audra Bupp up to the plate. Lefty for the Indians. Manicure delivers the first pitch. Bupp fouls it off to the netting. Brings her back to the box. Audra Bupp takes a few practice swings outside the box before stepping in, ready to face her second pitch. She shows bunt. Looks like it hit real close on the handle, but she remains at the box. You could tell she was not ready for that to hit so close, but gives her another pitch, 2 strikes. Gets ready for her next one. No swing, ball outside, making it a 1-2 count, keeping Audra Bupp inside the box here to face another pitch. Post once again on first. Again, this time ball low. Catcher's able to stay in front of it, keeping Post from stealing second base on that one. 2-2 count on Bupp. Swing, foul tip by Bupp into past the catcher. Keeps her in the box there. Vandekeer steps on the mound again. We're going to get her wind up for the next pitch. Fly ball, Bupp. Shortstop's running underneath of it. Is able to catch it. That'll be out number 2 for the Indians. Post remains on first base. Brings us back to the top of the lineup. Emma Will for her next at bat of the night. Her first time up, she struck out after 5 pitches. Hard ball, air on the shortstop, allowing Post to get to second and Will to get to first. Runs on first and second, 2 outs, bringing up Callie Wendell, the shortstop. Callie's first time up, she got a single before advancing to third, but was unable to score on that one. DeVay Leonard's pinch runs in for Emma Will.
Now batting number 1, Callie Wendell.
Callie Wendell in the box. No swing, strike 1. Hopefully Callie can get a piece of this one. Get those runners moving around the base and hopefully get the first score for the Indians tonight. Ball was caught by the catcher on a pop-up from Wendell. That'll make 3, sending the Indians back to their dugout. Get ready to play some defense here. Start the third. So once again, take a break, and we'll be back.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes the power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
And welcome back to the Battlegrounds here at the LaFever Family Baseball and Softball Complex. Indians are going to be out here starting the third inning. Once again, pitching for the Indians is number 22, Jenna Holman. after three, or after two, there's still been no scores on either side of the ball up for the Rough Riders tonight. We're back to the top of the lineup with Ashlyn Ross. Her first time up, she had a ground out to it. Third baseman.
Number 13, Ashlyn Ross.
But ready to face her second at bat against Holman here. Holman winds up. Throws in their ball high, making it a 1-0 count to start the inning. Then winds up for next pitch. Pitches in. Pops this one up. Kylie Post runs underneath it. Catches it. That'll make first out of the inning. Caught by our catcher, number 18, Kylie Post.
Number 6, Kelly Holsinger.
Kelly Holsinger steps up to the bat for the Rough Riders. Her second time up to bat. Her first time up, she struck out. Now facing one out on the inning. She doesn't swing at the first one, making it strike one. Steps into the box again. Get ready to face Holman's second pitch. His next pitch. Ground ball. Shortstop Callie Wendell. Error on Wendell allows her to get to first base. That ball rolls past her slowly. Avery Greasy stopped it from rolling into the outfield. Was unable to scoop it up before Holsinger makes it to first base. Lexi Chadrack makes her way into the box. Her first time up, she got walked on balls. First pitch she faced, strike one. 0-1 count on her. Runner on first for the Rough Riders. One out. Hard hit into right field, grounded by Audra Bupp. Audra throws it into the shortstop, Callie Wendell. Holsinger tries taking third as she runs around, as she rounds second on that hard hit to the right field. As Callie's throw from second was perfect to Maddie Guggenbiller at third, gets that out, making it two outs on the inning. Shadrack on second. The pitcher, Addison Vandekeer, steps into the box. Her first time up, she got a single. First pitch this time, ball high. Vandekeer ready to face her second pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Making a 1-1 count, two outs, runner on second. Next pitch for Holman. Called strike at the top edge of the box. Sends Vandekeer down in the count, 1-2. Here's the next pitch. Off speed, right to the second baseman, air by our second baseman, Ava Greasy. Lexi Shadrack advances from second to third on that, and Vandekeer makes it to first.
Now batting, number 2, Bailey Weigel.
Bailey Weigel steps up for the Rough Riders. Not exactly sure what she did the first time, but she got the third out. Once again, runners on first and second for the Rough Riders, two outs. Holman facing Bailey Weigel here in the box. Score 0-0. First pitch, hard fly ball to center field. Emma Will gets underneath it. Lands right in her glove, making it three, retiring the inning for the Indians. Bringing them out, hopefully be able to score in the bottom of the third here and get the first runs and set them on top for this game. So we'll take a break and we'll come back.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
And welcome back. This is Chase Geiser here at the Fort Recovery Baseball Softball Complex. Top or the bottom of the third inning. Sophie Pearson's up for the Indians. Once again, facing Addison Vandekeer. First pitch low, ball one. Sophie's first time up. She singled. Advanced to second. Bo's unable to score. Got an update on the varsity baseball game. The bottom of the third. They're up 5-1. Once again, they're being broadcasted on the Fort Recovery Radio main live stream. So if you want to, feel free to work onto there and listen to that game for a little while. Maybe come back. Next pitch in, strike. Counts now 2-1 on Pearson. And here winds up again, throws the next pitch. Swing and a miss, hard swing though. 2-2 count. Hopefully Pearson can get a piece of this one. Get on base for the Indians. Get this inning started. Hard pitch. Swing and a miss for Pearson. That'll be first out. Bringing up Maddie Guggenbiller for her second at bat.
Number 44, Maddie.
After a full count last in the first inning, Madison was walked and wasn't able to score, but remained on first. First pitch hard, but strike one. Vandekeer winds up again. Next pitch. No swing and a miss for Guggenbiller. Dropping her in the count 0-2. Right outside. Madison wasn't able to get a piece of it. That would be two outs for the Indians, bringing up Ava Shane. Ava's first time up. She hit a high fly ball right outside the first baseline. First base was able to get underneath that and catch it. Hopefully she can get one on the ground here and get on the base. She gets a piece of the first one, sends it foul over the right field fence. Ava steps back in the box, ready to face her second pitch. This one's ball high, making it a 1-1 count. Vandekeer delivers the next one. Ava hits this one right almost between the shortstop and third baseman. Shortstop dives, stopping it from going to the outfield. Ava's able to get on first base. Two outs for the Indians. Ava Grizzly up next. Runner on first.
Now batting, number 12, Ava Grizzly.
That's now two diving plays for the Rough Riders Hirschfeld. First pitch to Greasy was high, making it a 1-0 count. Next pitch, strike one on Greasy. Two outs on the Indians, runner on first, and that runner is Ava Shane. Fly ball for Greasy, lands right in the glove of the shortstop, Hirschfeld. That gives three outs for the Indians, bringing us into the top of the fourth here. After a quick break.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing your products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
And welcome back to the Azzy softball team. Here is taking on St. Mary's Rough Riders. Starting off the top of the fourth here for the Rough Riders is Kenzie Henning. Her first time up was in the second inning. She struck out on four pitches. Holman still pitching for the Indians. First pitch, Henning laid down a bunt, tried to put it down. Unfortunately, or I guess fortunately for us, she fouled it off, giving no one count. Holman steps onto the rubber, ready to give her next pitch. Henning shows bunt again, this time pulls it back, 1-1 count. Indians playing real aggressive down the base pass. She showed bunt, I believe, every time up so far. This time a swing, but no hit. 1-2 count for Henning. Top of the fourth inning, no outs. 1-2 count on Henning. Swing and a miss. That'll be three strikes. Sending her back to the dugout with one out. Renee Swigert comes up to the plate for her second at bat of the night. Her first time up was a pop-up that Kyla Post got underneath and got an out. Holman's first pitch was low and outside. Ball one. Next pitch comes in. This is a hard hit. Stopped by Callie Wendell, the shortstop. She throws it to first. Real close, but called safe by the umpire. Keeping Swigger on first.
Now got him.
That umpire is about half a second away from calling out, but she did call it safe and stays on first. Number 22 is going to be pinch running for Swager on the base path. That'll be number 22, Kaylee Smith, freshman for the Rough Riders. Up to bat is Kaylin Mabry. Mabry's first time up, she was able to get on the base path from an error from the left fielder. She steps into the box ready to face her first pitch. Home throws it in, strike one, putting her up in the count. Rough Riders have a runner on first, one out. Next pitch from Holman comes in. No swing, ball low, 1-1 count. Holman throws again. Popped up by Mabry, chased down the baseline. None of the Indians were able to get underneath that one. Thrown to second by Wendell. A little low, wasn't able. Ava Greasy wasn't able to grab it up, but stopping enough that didn't go too far.
Now batting, number three, Davis, Hirschfeld.
Referees now have a runner on first, runner on second. For the ninth batter, Cades Hirschfeld up to bat. One out. Here's a pitch, ball outside, runners are stealing. Both the runners advance the base, runners now at second and third. One out. Hirschfeld ready to face her second pitch. This one ball high. 2-0 count. Indians need to play tight infield here. Make sure we don't let these runs score. Next pitch called strike. 2-1 count. One out. Need Holman to fight back here, not lose this batter. 2-1 count, one out. Next pitch is in. This one just slightly inside, 3-1 count. Hirschfeld gets ready in the box. Holman gets ready on the rubber. Swing and a foul ball for Hirschfeld. Making it a full count. Boys are now 7-1, top of the fourth inning. That's Varsity Boys over Tri-Village. Next pitch from Holman. This one high. Yes, Hirschfeld based on balls. Loading the bases for the Rough Riders. For the top of the lineup, Ashton Ross. The Indians infield takes a little timeout in the middle as it looks like we're changing pitchers, so we'll take a break as that happens, and then we'll come back to resume the top of the fourth inning here.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we stock many disposable medical supplies, including ostomy, urinary, wound care, laryngectomy, enteral formulas, breast pumps, and more. So call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment at 1-866-526-0976 to speak with our medical supply representative to learn more. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Number two.
And welcome
Sophie
back.
Pearson.
Sophie Pearson stepped in pitching for Holman this inning. She'll take over to face Ashton Ross.
Now first.
And
11,
and
Brittany
a full base path for the Rough Riders. Brittany Tebby stepped in as the first baseman. Sophie gets ready to deliver her first pitch. First one low. Ball got past catcher Kylie Post. Runners thought about it but didn't go. Sophie gets ready again on the rubber. Delivers her next pitch. Ball high, 2-0 count. Just tighten this up a little bit. Hopefully not give up any easy runs. Ross fouls off the next one. That'll make it 2-1. Sophie closing in on that strike zone now. Once again, bases loaded for the Rough Riders. One out. 2-1 count and Ashton Ross the batter. Next pitch in from Pearson. This one outside, making it 3-1. Really important she throws this one in that zone. Not walk a batter in. Here comes the pitch. Hits the batter, sending her Ashton Ross to first base. Walking the runner in. That runner being walked in is Renee Swigert. That'll be the first score of the game.
Number six, Kelly.
Putting the Rough Riders up by one run. Ashton Ross takes the second at first base, recovering from that hit. Steps on the base pass, ready to go. Next up to bat, Kelly Holsinger. Her first time up was in the first inning, which where she struck out. Next time up was gone to the base path, but thrown out at second. First pitch strike on Holsinger. Sophie delivers her next pitch. This one fouled off towards the Indians' dugout. 0-2 count. Holsinger steps back in the box, ready to face her next pitch. Pearson gets ready to deliver it. Here it comes. This one a swing towards left field. Chain chases it down, tries to grab, but gets past her. She throws it in. Runner coming in from third, from second. That's going to be three additional runs for the Rough Riders. Holsinger makes it to second base. That puts the Rough Riders up 4-0 over the Indians.
Number 20, Lexi Shadrack.
Next up for the Rough Riders is number 20, Lexi Shadrack. She is the second baseman. She got walked her first time up, single or second. First pitch she faced against Pearson, ball low. Runner on second, one out. Next pitch from Pearson, down the middle, strike one. One count, one out. Pearson gets ready for next pitch. Here it comes. Hard hit to third baseman. Madison looks down the runner at second, throws it to first, gets Shadrack out of first. Holsinger runs to third. She's safe there.
Now about it. Number 35.
That makes two outs. Runner on third. Up for the Rough Riders is Addison Mandekeer, the pitcher. First pitch strike for her. Pearson winds up, delivers her next pitch. This one, ball low. Ball gets past post, throws it back. She recovers it. Toby wasn't able to get, and post wasn't able to retrieve the ball fast enough. Holsinger scores on a stolen home base, or home plate, putting the Rough Riders up by 5 over the Indians. Aston Vandekeer stands in the box with a 1-1 count against Pearson here. Next one, a hard hit down third baseline, just out of the reach of third baseman Madison Guggenbiller. Fielded by left fielder Ava Shane, tossed it in to Callie Wendell at shortstop, keeping the runner at first base, bringing up Bailey Weigel in for her first at bat of the inning.
Number 4, Aiden Young.
Aiden Young, number 4 for the Rough Riders, steps in the pinch run for Vandekeer. Weigel steps into the box, ready to face Pearson for her first at bat. First hit, hard hit to right field. Audra Bupkins underneath it, makes the catch. That will be 3. Keeping any more damage from happening this inning. So that after 3.5 innings, the Indians are down 5-0. But ready to come out in the bottom of this inning. Hopefully put a dent into that and bring back the score. So we'll take a break and we'll come back.
Has your day been a little crazy and now it's time for supper? Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and more. Then grab some of their delicious side dishes and head on home with a great meal for your family. And, of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all throughout the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
And welcome back to the Battlegrounds here at the LaFever Family Baseball and Softball Complex. where our Fort Recovery Indian softball team is taking on the St. Mary's Rough Riders. After 4.5 innings, they're down 5-0, but are up to bat here, hoping to make a dent in that run deficit. Brittany Tebby steps into the box, substituted in for Holman. First pitch, ball low. Bandekier still pitching for the Rough Riders. Next pitch, swing and a miss by Tebby, making the count 1-1. Next one, Brittany thought about it, didn't swing. Strike two. Next pitch in, swing and a miss, strike three. That's sent Tebby back to the dugout. Brings Kylie Post, the catcher, out for her second at bat of the day, of the night. Her first time up, she singled. Was unable to score. Here comes a pitch from Bandekier. Off her handle right to the second baseman who throws it to first. Getting Post out, making it two outs. Number 21, Kayla Heikamp, steps into the box for the Indians.
Now batting number 21, Kayla Heikamp.
Two outs for the Indians. There have been some substitutions. Heikamp's going to be hitting in the place of Audra Bupp. Bandekier gets ready to deliver her pitch. Here it comes down the middle, strike one. Heikamp steps back in the box, ready to face her next pitch. This time doesn't swing, ball low. Next pitch from Bandekier, swing and a miss by Heikamp. 1-2 count, two outs. Needs to protect the plate here, make sure we don't give up anything easy. Next pitch is in, called strike three, sending Heikamp back to the dugout and sending the Indians back out onto the field to start off the fifth inning. So we will take a break.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
And welcome back. Indians softball team currently down to the Rough Riders 5-0. Sophie Pearson pitching for the Indians. Fort Recovery is currently 2-1 on the year, 0-1 in the MAC. Also playing tonight is our varsity boys baseball team at Tri-Village.
Now batting.
They are on Fort Recovery Radio Sports Stream, the mainstream, if you'd like to listen to that. Kenzie Henning is the first batter for the Rough Riders. Steps in, bunts the first ball. Grounded by the Indians, thrown to first, getting her out. Renee Swigert comes up as the second batter of the inning. First pitch, line drive that was just over the glove of Guggenbiller at third. Callie Wendell went right behind it, backed her up, grabbed that ball, threw it to first. Tebby grabbed it. That got two outs, keeping all the runners off the base path, and bringing up Kaylin Mabry, facing two outs. First pitch from Pearson, ball low. Next pitch from Pearson's coming in to Mabry. This one low. 2-0 count. Mabry again steps into the box. Pearson gets into a windup. Delivers the pitch. This one Mabry swung at just late. Sends it off down the right field line. Foul. 2-1 count. Two outs. Pearson takes a second. Steps onto the rubber. Gets into a windup. Delivers the pitch. Thought, but no swing by the hitter, Kevin Mabry. Ball low. Pearson needs to fight back here, not to lose the batter. Here comes the pitch. Ball slightly outside. Umpire gives her Mabry based on balls. Bringing it up, Cadence Hirschfeld.
Number three, Cadence Hirschfeld.
Hirschfeld's last time up, she got walked and was able to score. This time up, her first pitch is a ball, making the count 1-0. Runner on first for the Rough Riders, two outs. Next pitch from Pearson comes in. This one outside, 2-0. Mabry gets stuck in the middle in a pickle. Thrown to second to Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell's chasing her down. Able to get her before she makes it back to first, getting the third out for the Indians, leaving Hirschfeld in the box and sending the Indians to their dugout to get the bats out and start the bottom of the fifth. We'll take a break, and we'll be back.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And welcome back. It's Chase Kaiser here. I've got an update. Varsity boys baseball at Tri-Village currently up 14-1 at the bottom of the fourth. They're on Sports Stream 2, so hopefully it sounds like their game's going to be over soon. So if you want to stop over and listen, they're on the mainstream of Fort Recovery Radio. Our girls' softball team here is currently down 5-0, but is going into the bottom of the fifth inning with some momentum after Callie Wendell chases down a runner in a pickle between first and second, getting the third out of the top of the inning.
Nine,
starting off the top of the fifth here for the Indians is our leadoff batter, Emma Will. Her last time up, she got onto first base off an error from the shortstop. First pitch from Vandekeer was a strike, making no one count. Next pitch comes in. Again, no swing, strike two. Will needs to make sure she checks the plate here, not give up any easy strikes. Manicure winds up, delivers the next pitch. This one ball high. Next pitch is delivered. Foul ball from Will. Hits the roof right in front of me. Leaving the count at 1-2. No outs in the Indians here. Vandekeer gets ready to deliver next pitch. Swing and miss on a fastball from Vandekeer. Sends Will back to the dugout. Bringing up Callie Wendell with one out.
Now batting number one, Callie Wendell.
Wendell steps into the box, ready to face her first pitch of the inning. First pitch, strike. Second pitch, ball low, making it 1-1. Some upcoming MAC softball games. Tomorrow, Minster, 1-0 in the MAC, will be taking on Parkway, who's also 1-0 in the MAC. Kelly Wendell hits the next pitch, gets a line drive out to the shortstop, making two outs in the inning, bringing up Sophie Pearson to third.
Number two, Sophie Pearson.
Also tomorrow, the Versailles Tigers softball team will be taking on our own Fort Recovery Indian softball team here at Fort Recovery at the Battlegrounds. That will not be on the radio, but we encourage you to come and support our girls here at home. And then Marion Local will be at St. Henry tomorrow night for some more MAC action. First pitch to Sophie in the box, strike one. Manicure delivers the next pitch. This one fouled off by Pearson, making it two strikes. On the baseball side of things, tomorrow Fort Recovery will be at Versailles, taking on the Tigers. That'll be broadcasted on Fort Recovery Radio. Parkway will be at Minster. Hard hit by Pearson into right field gives her first base. St. Henry baseball team will be at Marion Local. New Knoxville will be at Coldwater. And New Bremen will be at Delta St. John. Those are the baseball games, MAC baseball games going on tomorrow. Maddie Guggenbiller is up to the plate for the Indians. Sophie Pearson's on first. Two outs for the Indians. Foul ball by Pearson. Sophie tries running, but gets sent back to first. Guggenbiller with an 0-1 count. Next pitch from Vandekeer. Fouled off by Guggenbiller. Just below it. Matt Guggenbiller swinging hard. Gets a piece of this. That ball's going to be going. Vandekeer steps back on the rubber, ready to deliver her next pitch. Pearson on first, ready to run. She takes off, strike three, and third out. That'll send the Rough Riders to their dugout, ready to pull out the bats, and the Indians to the field, ready to play some defense. So we will, once again, take a break, and we'll be back.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
And welcome back to the Battlegrounds here as Fort Recovery Indians are taking on the St. Mary's Rough Riders with Chase Kaiser. Indians currently down 5-0 for those of you just joining us. Up for the Rough Riders, Cajun Hirschfeld, after she was left in the box when Mabry was picked off in the baseline. Pearson gets ready to deliver her first pitch, so Pearson's still our pitcher. Hirschfeld swings and fouls off the first one. Pearson gets ready to deliver next pitch. Next pitch from Pearson's outside, ball one, evens the count at 1-1. Pearson takes a breath before winding up for her next pitch. This one low, 2-1 count for Hirschfeld. Next pitch from Pearson comes in. This one's fouled off the face mask of our catcher, Kylie Post. Foul ball keeps the count at 2-2. Pearson gets ready to deliver next pitch. throws it in. This one's popped up by Hirschfeld, caught by our shortstop, Callie Wendell. That one came right off the handle. Hirschfeld's shaking her hand over there. That one hurt.
Now batting, number 13.
That's one out for the Indians. Back to the top of the lineup with Ashton Ross. First pitch from Pearson's low, ball one. Once again, our varsity boys baseball team is being broadcast on Fort Recovery Radio Main Street. Feel free to stop over there. And that game's approaching the end. Last time I heard, they were up 14-1 at the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch from Pearson comes in. Line drive from Bross, the shortstop, Wendell. Callie Wendell grounds the ball, throws it all the way over to Brittany Tevye at first, able to get that out, making two outs in the inning.
Now
bringing up the second batter for the Rough Riders, Kelly Holsinger. Pearson gets ready to deliver a first pitch. Holsinger goes chasing that one, ends up pulling her bat back, strike one. Pearson gets ready. Here's the pitch. No swing, strike two. Two outs for the Indians. One more strike will send the Indians to the dugout. Hit again. Here comes the pitch. No swing, ball low, making it 1-2. Pearson winds up. There's the next pitch. This one chased, but no hit. That's strike three and third out for the Indians. Sending the Indians to their dugout to get ready for the top of the next inning. So we'll take a break and be back.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wengler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wengler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wengler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
And welcome back once again. We're here at the Fort Recovery Baseball Softball Complex as our softball team is taking on the St. Mary's Rough Riders, currently down 5-0 after five and a half innings. Starting off the inning for the Indians hitting is senior Ava Shane. Her last time up, she singled after flying out her first time up.
Now batting, number three, Ava.
Hopefully she can put one in play here and get the Indians moving to break into that deficit. First pitch is in. She shows bunt. It gets off the top of her bat. Strike one. Off the foul ball. Vandekeer still pitching for the Rough Riders. Strike. Foul tip by Shane into the glove of the catcher. Strike two. Port and Ava protects the plate here. No swing. Ava didn't think that was a strike, but it was called, making it one out in the inning, bringing up Ava Greasy, our second baseman, to hit.
Now batting, number 12, Ava Greasy.
Ava Greasy's last time up, she flew out to the shortstop. Looks at the first pitch come by, ball one. Greasy sets back in the box. Ball two comes in, making a 2-0 count for Greasy. Next pitch, ball outside, 3-0 count. Hitter's count, Greasy can be a little picky of what she wants to swing at. One out. Next pitch from Vandekeer. Down the middle, strike one. Still the hitter's count here. Next pitch from Vandekeer, strike. Making the count full count. Anything closer needs a swing. That one is low. swing from the batter. Catcher didn't catch it. Ava Greasy runs the first. Throw from the catcher was low, got under the glove of the first baseman. Letting Greasy stay on first base here. Brittany Tubby steps up to face her second at bat. Struck out last time. Runner on first here, one out. First pitch, calls strike. Once again, Greasy on first, one out. Brittany Tubby up to bat here. Swings at the next pitch, fouls it off, strike two. Bandicare takes a break. Suss back on the rubber, ready to deliver next pitch. Sends it in. Tubby swings, fouls it off. Stays in the box, 0-2 count. Greasy went for second. Had to go back to the foul ball. Tubby sets back in the box again. Ready to face the next pitch. Pitch comes in. Swing and a miss by Tubby. That's strike three, making it two outs in the inning. Bringing up Kylie Post. Her last time up, she grounded out to the second baseman. Threw out at first. Pitch is in. No swing, called strike. Ava Greasy steals second. Is safe. 0-1 count on Post. Runner on second. Two outs. Manicure gets ready in her windup. Throws the ball. Swing and a miss. Strike two for Post. Hopefully Kylie Post here can get it. Get a hold of this one. Get something moving for the Indians. Hard hit center field. Unfortunately, right to the center fielder who got underneath that, caught her ball. That would finish the sixth inning. Indians down 5-0. We'll take a break, and we'll be back.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
And welcome back here. Indian softball currently down to St. Mary's Rough Riders 5-0. Top of the seventh inning here, Sophie Pearson pitching for the Indians after taking over for Jenna Holman. Some standings for the MAC softball. Currently, Coldwater beat St. Henry on the 6th, which I believe is Saturday, possibly. No, that would have been last Thursday. Coldwater beat St. Henry last Thursday and won 8-0, making them 1-0 in the MAC. Fort Recovery lost to Parkway, putting them to 0-1, 2-1 on the year. Marion Local played Minster, lost to them, making them 0-1. Minster is 1-0 in the MAC as they beat Marion Local. New Bremen lost to Versailles, making them 0-1 in the MAC. Parkway was here, and they beat us, making it 1-0. St. Henry was at Coldwater. They lost, so they are 0-1 in the MAC. And Versailles played New Bremen and won, making them 1-0 in the MAC. Up for the Riders into the box is Lexi Shadrack. Her last time up to bat, she grounded out to the third baseman. After two pitches, it's a 1-1 count for Shadrack. Varsity Boys Baseball is over. They won after five innings, 14-2 over Tri-Village. So they were on Sports Stream. They were on the Fort Recovery's main stream. So congratulations to those Varsity Boys there. They're back in action at Versailles tomorrow. That game will be broadcasted on Fort Recovery Radio, so we encourage you to listen to that. So congratulations to them on their big win tonight. Sophie's pitches now make the count 2-2 for Lexi Shadrack. Next pitch comes in from Pearson. This one called strike three by the umpire, sending Shadrack to the dugout, making one out on the inning. The pitcher, Addison Vandegeer, comes up.
Fouls at him. Number 35, Addison Vandegeer.
Her last time up, she got a single. She raised a face Pearson for her second time this game. Pearson, the pitch comes in, right by the knees, but a little low, ball one. Pearson sets back onto the rubber. One out, nobody on base for the Rough Riders. Pitch comes in, inside, ball two, making a 2-0 count. Pearson once again steps onto the rubber, delivering the next pitch. Ball high and outside for that one, making it 3-0. Hitters count now. Some upcoming broadcasts this week. On Tuesday, as I said, baseball will be at Versailles, and that will be broadcasted on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, baseball hosts Delta St. John's here at the Battlegrounds, and that will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And then on Saturday, the baseball will host South Adams, and that will be a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m., also being broadcasted here on Fort Recovery Radio. So we encourage you to listen to all those, or if you can, make it up to the Battlegrounds, check out this new facility, and support our baseball and softball teams. In the intermission here, Sophie Pearson's been battling back, making the count full over Addison Vandekeer. One out in the inning. Hopefully Sophie can third last strike here and make it two outs. That one a little outside sends Vandekeer to first base on a walk. Bailey Weigel, the next batter for the Rough Riders. She's flown out the last two times up to bat. She now faces one out inning with one runner on first.
Now batting number two, Bailey Weigel.
Pinch running for Vandekeer is number 18, Ava Klosterman, for the Rough Riders. Ball low from Pearson. Starting off the count 1-0. She winds up, ready to give her next pitch here. Here it comes. This one bounces off the plate, ball two. Ava Klosterman steals second. No threat from the catcher. Runner now in second. 2-0 count, one out. Sophie Pearson gets ready to deliver next pitch. This one right down the middle, strike one, making a 2-1 count, one out for Bailey Weigel. Pearson delivers her next one. This one down the middle again, evens the count at 2-2. Bailey Weigel in the box, not happy with that call. Looked pretty good from up here. Pearson delivers her next pitch. Strike three sends Weigel to the dugout, shaking her head. Bringing up Kenzie Henning, facing two outs and a runner on second.
Number one, Kenzie Henning.
Kenzie Henning steps in her last time up. She was a ground out first. Foul ball first for her first pitch. Ava Klosterman, who's pinch running for Addison Vandekeer, is on second. Two outs for the Rough Riders. Sophie Pearson on the rubber, delivering her next pitch. This one slightly outside, making it evens the count at 1-1 for Henning. Here's the next pitch. High fly ball right above into center field, it looks like. And Will comes over to left center, calls that Ava Shane off, catches that ball, making it third out for the Indians, sending them into their dugout. Bottom of the seventh here, hopefully to get some runs in here and work our way and hopefully possibly work on that deficit. Currently down 5-0 against the Rough Riders. We'll take a break and we'll be back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long.
So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feeley, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
And welcome back. Here's softball, currently down 5-0, bottom of the seventh. Audrey Buff starting off for the Indians. JV Baseball is playing for sales currently at the Baseball Diamond here in Port Recovery. And at the top of the fifth, they are up 4-3. First pitch, hard hit by Buff into center field. Error on the center fielder. Gets Audrey to first base. She thinks about second, but stays at first base. Emma Will steps up, top of the lineup here. Hopefully we can get some Indians around, start running in some runs here, have a late game rally. Vandekeer still pitching for the Rough Riders. First pitch, hard foul ball out of the field on the right side for Emma Will. Emma Will stays in the box here. Audrey Bupp on first. No outs for the Indians. Pitch from Vandekeer. Swing and missed by Will. Vandekeer's next pitch here. Swing and missed by Will. Makes three strikes. Sending her back to the dugout. Audrey Bupp steals second on that, though. Able to be safe there.
Now batting, number one,
Callie Rendell steps up to the plate. Runner on second, one out for the Indians. Here's the pitch. Callie Rendell lays down a bunt, goes foul off third baseline. That'll send her back to the box, facing another pitch. Callie Wendell, 0-1 count currently. Coach Shane takes a sec, talks to her batter. Callie Wendell makes her way back towards the box. Vandekeer ready for her next pitch here. Throws in, scooped up and hit by Wendell. Unfortunately, right into the glove of the right fielder. That'll make two outs, keeping Buff on second, sending Wendell back to the dugout. Bringing up third hitter, senior Sophie Pearson.
Now batting number two, Sophie.
Sophie Pearson's last time up, she got a single. But Al sent her back to the dugout without being able to score. Vandekeer's first pitch to Pearson. Called strike right on the top edge of the box. Pearson's next pitch. This one inside. Buff is able to steal third from second there on pass ball from the catcher. Runner now on third. Two outs, 1-1 count for Pearson. Hopefully she put one in play here. Get that run to score and get on base. Hit it right on the edge. Lands fair. Sophie's running for second base. Third to second from the right fielder. Stays there, called safe by the umpire. Run scores from Audrey Buff. That makes the score 5-1 in favor of the Rough Riders currently. Runner on second, which is Sophie Pearson, after her hard hit down that right field line. Just out of reach of any of the fielders. Cleanup hitter Maddie Guggenbiller is up to bat. First pitch, wild by the Bandicure. Seth Pearson steals third. That makes it a 1-0 count for Guggenbiller here. Matty Sacks back in the box, ready to face your second pitch. Here comes the pitch. This one ball high. Evens count, makes a 2-0 count. Runner on third once again. Hopefully Matty can put one in play here. Keep the innings going for this game. That one on the outside edge of the box. No swing by Guggenbiller. Makes it a 2-1 count. Hopefully he should put that on the ball here and get it into play. Guggenbiller thought about it. Didn't swing. Called strike by the umpire. Evens count 2-2. Two outs. Bottom of the seventh inning. Indians currently down 5-1 versus the Rough Riders. Next pitch from Vandekeer. Fouled off by Guggenbiller. Keeps her in the count. All we need is her to put it in play. Keep the Indians going. Sophie Pearson on third. Hard hit by Guggenbiller down the right field line. That stays fair. Bounces against the wall. Sophie Pearson scores. Guggenbiller's at second. Is rounding second. Going towards third. Running from second to third. Ball got there just before Guggenbiller tagged her out. That'll be third out. End of the game. Score ends 5-2 in favor of the Rough Riders. We'll take a break, and we'll be back.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TVs, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
And welcome back. This is Chase Kaiser here at the Fort Recovery Battlegrounds at the LePever Family Baseball and Softball Complex, where our Fort Recovery softball girls fell to the St. Mary's Rough Riders 5-2 here this evening. So, tough loss for them. They played hard throughout the whole game. Little rally close to the end, but fell just short. Some upcoming broadcasts this week. On Tuesday, baseball will be at For Sales, and that will be broadcasted on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, baseball will host Delta St. John's here at the Battlegrounds. That will also be on Fort Recovery Radio. And then on Saturday, baseball hosts South Adams in doubleheader starting at 11 a.m. That will be hosted here on Fort Recovery Radio. The girls are in action on tomorrow against For Sales here at the Battlegrounds. That will not be on Fort Recovery Radio, but we do encourage anyone to come out and support the girls there. Some upcoming MAC softball games tomorrow, as I said, For Sales will be here at Fort Recovery. Minster will be taking on Parkway at Parkway. Marion Local will be at St. Henry. And then on the baseball side of things, on Tuesday, our Fort Recovery baseball team will be at Versailles. Parkway will be at Minster. St. Henry will be at Versailles at Marion Local. New Knoxville will be at Coldwater. New Bremen will be at Delta St. John's. And then on Thursday, our boys will be facing Delta St. John's here at Fort Recovery. So, tough loss for Kerry Shane and the Fort Recovery softball team. They played hard, but fell just short. Once again, 5-2. Hopefully, we see you guys out here supporting the softball team tomorrow night or listening to baseball teams on Fort Recovery Radio Tuesday, Thursday, or Saturday. This has been Chase Kaiser. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sportscast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.